Putting eggs in her bosom.
Yeah. That wouldn't be too good an idea. She got into trouble with that.
Well, she took a chance on it.
Yeah. Oh, man. What about a cup that you might keep near the well or something that wouldn't break? It might not be made out of glass. It would be made out of what?
Tin.
All right, and you'd say, well, this is a...
tin cup.
Okay. If something cost a dime, you would say, well, that cost...
10 cents.
Okay.
What do you make a dime?
The thing that you write with is a...
pencil.
Or
a pen.
Okay. And the thing that you put clothes together, if you lose a button, you might do what, use what to keep your clothes?
Well, you can pin it.
Okay. The thing that your wife wears when she's working in the kitchen to keep food from splashing on her clothes.
Apron.
Okay. What about if a person comes around trying to get you to buy something, he might give you a free, would you ever say a free sample or?
I'd say he'd give me a sample of it.
Okay.
I guess, or something like that.
Okay. If you bought a new shirt and then when it got dirty you washed it and it just, you put it on and you couldn't button the collar anymore, you'd say, well, I believe that shirt...
drawn up.
Okay.
Be what was wrong with it. Got too tight.
That's right, and I've had many of them do that.
Mm-hmm.
What about a woman that likes to fix herself up all the time? You say, well, she sure does like to...
be pretty.
Okay, would you ever use...
I'd use like President Kennedy said. I says, where's your wife at? And President Kennedy said, she's gone over yonder to the beauty parlor to get beautied up, get prettied up.
Oh.
I'd have to answer that question by what he said.
That's right. The thing that you carry your money in when you go to town, you might carry it in your pocket and pull it out.
Oh, yeah. It's in your pocketbook.
Okay. What about the thing a woman carries her money in?
Well, she carries a little old... little old latched up thing. I don't know what they
call it. Ever hear it called a purse or a pocket?
Yeah, it's a purse.
Okay.
And that there, what do you call that? Your pocketbook back there, a purse.
Yeah, I've heard it called that too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Some people. I can't think of what a...
well, that's all right. What about...
well, I mean, God, it does have leaves and puts up back on you.
Yeah. What about vegetable that sometimes you fry it, sometimes you stew it, it's green, and if you boil it or stew it, a lot of times you'll just bite it off right behind the cap and then put the cap away. Some people cut it up and fry it with cornmeal.
Oh, it's okra?
Yeah.
Okra. That's about the best business. Well, there's so many things that I'll ever get mucked up on.
Yeah.
That's the way they do okra, you know, they pick it and then... And like you said, cut it up.
Yeah, that's the...
I ate some of it just for this.
I never care much for it when it's stewed or whatever they do, but I like it fried.
Yeah, it's good fried to get tender, you know.
Yeah.
That's okra.
What kind of greens do you people eat around here?
Like? Well, it's just several different kind. You can use mustard or turnip greens. And, then too, you can get out and get you some poke salad in the spring of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that's...
that's wild growth.
What about an apple or something that you, if you put it back and just left it alone and it would kind of dry out and the skin would get all crinkly and everything, you would say that apple was...
faulty.
Okay. Would you ever hear anybody say that it was shriveled up or...
They call it shriveled up.
Okay. What about cabbages? Do you grow cabbages? People grow cabbages around you?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Set them out and work them, they grow up. Little big head, you know.
Yeah.
Now, that's a cabbage.
Well, are there any different kinds, or is it just...
Now, I don't know about cabbage. Now, I think that'd be pretty well just cabbage all the way.